Okay, listen to this. Oh, you know what I'm eating? Oh my God. Hear that crispy? Can you guess what it is? It is a carrot right out of my garden. I just washed it off and I'm crunching it. And it is so delicious. It's a thumbelina carrot. Now let me tell you, if I was ever homeless, I was just listening to Documentally's audio boo. And I was thinking, of course, in LA, it's a little easier. All of you people with snow, it's not probably this easy, but in LA, if I was homeless, I would do guerrilla gardening. And guerrilla gardening is where you go out and you garden in public places. You can grow carrots under a bush in the middle divider in a road, you know. I mean, they water it and stick some seeds in the ground there and you'd have carrots. So if I was homeless and I was roaming around, I'd be putting seeds in all the public places I could find. And then I'd be pulling me up some really good veggies, which would supplement me digging in the garbage cans. That's not funny. That's not funny at Christmas time. No, I know. It's politically incorrect. But you've got to be homeless. You need to be in Southern California, because anywhere else being home, I don't understand homeless people in New York. Oh, man, it's so cold there. It's so cold. But anyway, it's always good to know that when you know how to garden, you can still survive if you live in a warm climate. So what else did I take out of the garden today? I made an omelet this morning, and I made it out of spinach, carrots, onions. I sautéed it up really good in a couple pieces of bacon grease, which is very bad, but I know. Anyway, I made absolutely delicious. Oh, and I put a few tiny little pieces of blue cheese on it. I wanted to try that. And that made it just get a little tangy taste. That was really good. I could have put some cheddar cheese on there too, but I got too hungry and I didn't want to cut any cheddar cheese up. So I just ate it and it was so good. And then on the side, I had some carrots that I just took out of the garden. Oh, I just don't understand why everybody, including people that live in apartments, don't have their own vegetables growing in either a pot, or if you have a house, growing in a house is so easy. You don't have to, like, do the entire yard and get into it as much as I do. But if you had, like, this is so good. If you have like one of those whiskey barrels on your back patio, you can grow some lettuce, radishes, oh man, carrots, your little carrots. And I have bok choy. If you ever want to grow something really cool, grow bok choy. Bok choy is a cabbage, and mostly used in Asian food. And what you do is you first cut the white part up. The stems are really thick. And the leaves, they're just delicious. So you wash it off. If you pull the whole plant or you buy the whole plant, you wash it off. You cut the white part off. You saute that with some onions. Oh, my God. And other stuff. And then you put the green in later. I just learned that from my friend, the hippie cook, Gene Johnson. I always just stir fried it all at once, but that makes so much more sense. I learned a lot from Jean Johnson and her book. She's got a couple books, The Hippie Cook, and what's the other name of the? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot the other name. I've got both of them. Measurement, something. I'm sorry, I apologize, but I love her books, and I've learned so much. And if you got a garden, you got to be able to throw the stuff together and just make it taste good. I mean, she really believes in no measurements, so I think that's what I like it so much. So now I'm going to go out. I still haven't planted my peas yet. I was going to do that like a couple hours ago. I'm going to plant some Cascade peas. Where'd they go? I had them right here on my... Oh, maybe I took them out. They're already... Cascade peas. They get like 30 inches high. I'm going to use my little pathetic tomato... those round things, those round wire things you put in the ground that are small. No tomato can grow on those little things. They're too small. So I'm growing peas on them in my wine garden, my wine bottle garden, KJ garden, I call it. Kendall Jackson wine. Delicious wine from Napa. Anyway, I'm having such a good day. It tasted so good. I had some nice coffee. I got some nice coffee I'm finishing up. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day in Southern California. It's going to be a little rainy tomorrow, but today it's nice and sunny, and I think it's going to get about 65, 70, which is a little cool, but right now the sun is blasting. If I go out there and start planting my peas, I'll be working up a sweat. Anyway, I think it's time for my puppy to get up from his nap. I have a puppy named Seismic, for those of you who haven't heard me lately. And on Audio Boo Land. He's laying in the sun right now. He's so cute. I think I'll take a picture of him and put him up as my icon. Seismic the puppy, named after the place I love to hang out for so long, which is now offline. Seismic.tv is no longer. But Seismic will never die because he's my puppy now. Seismic the puppy. Oh, and I have a Facebook. Or he has his own Facebook. Seismic the puppy. Let's see. It was 8 weeks when I got him, and I've had him like 2 weeks, so he must be like 12 weeks. I think he's about 12 weeks. And he's getting huge. Okay, well, thanks for tuning in to the... I was going to say the Seismic Hour, but I ought to do one called the Seismic Hour. Only, like... dog doesn't talk. I forgot. It would have to be me talking for him. Oh, well, it's time for me to go. I'm going out to the garden right now. See ya.